Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyu. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Just pray the Spirit. Edify yourself for tonight. Pray in the language of the Spirit. Edify your spirit tonight. Bible says that when we pray in a known tongue, we edify our spirits. Lift up your voice and just pray and edify yourself tonight. Le makasata ya bababare adosha. Le ke setele me ke farabasu tala mama ko setele meni no kosotolo mokoba ya baba. Zebere ya dada basotolo mokoba ya baba bababare ya dada dada bare ya. Oh, rebayandere be sakataya mandere bo sataya da 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 bareya. Ayamakataya ndere bo sataya ba 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 ba. Oh, rabaya ba 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 bareya ba 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 bareya ba 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 bareya ba 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 bareya ba 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 bareya ba 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 bareya. Oh, ya da 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 bareya ba da ba 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 bareya ba 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 bareya ba 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 bareya. Eba ya ba 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 ya ba 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 ya ba 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 ba. I am under the bosata ya da da la ba ya ba 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 ya. Eya ba 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 so ya ba 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 ya ba 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 ya. Oh yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, come and make my heart your home. Come and make my heart your home. Come and be. Everything I have and all I know, set me true and true,
set me through and through, till my heart becomes a home for you.
We want to take it again. Come and make my heart your home.
Come and make my heart your home. Come and be everything I am and all I know. Search me through and through, so my heart becomes a home.
Again, come and make my heart your home.
Come and make my heart your home.
Come and be everything that
come
I know.
Come and be everything I am and all I know.
Lord, search me through and through.
Search me through and through.
Till my heart becomes.
Till my heart. My heart will be
a place where you want to be,
a place where you want to be. Come and make my heart your home.
Oh yes, Lord.
Come and be everything I am and all I know.
Tonight, search me.
Search me. my heart becomes a home for you.
A home for you. So Father, tonight we are grateful for the privilege, we are grateful for the opportunity to once again gather before you. And as we just sang the song, to make our heart your home, that is what we are asking for tonight, that make our heart your home, a place where you are pleased with, a place where you are happy with. Tonight, let the entrance of your word give light, and let it give understanding unto the simple. I hide myself behind the cross of Jesus, and I pray that tonight is not about me, but it is about you, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said an amen. Please put your hands together for the Lord, and please be seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. It's good to see you tonight, and it's a privilege to be in church. If you are far, come closer. Yes, please, you. And come closer. Come. Don't be far. Come. God bless you. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Tonight, I want to continue on my message that I've titled, As You Serve the Lord, Guide Your Heart. As you serve the Lord, guide your heart. It's very important. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Bible says that keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let's read it together. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Let's go. Keep thy heart. Please, I'm going to read from the King James. I beg you. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So, Bible is explaining to you and I that we have to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. To keep your heart with all diligence, as I explained last week, it means that you have to keep your heart with all seriousness. You have to keep your heart with all, which word should I use again? Seriousness. You have to keep your heart with all diligence. You have to keep your heart with everything that you should, because out of it are the issues of life. And last week I explained that the heart is very, very important as you serve God. And I say that when we talk about the heart, it is not your physical organ that you have here that is the heart. All of us seated over here, we have heart. If you don't have a heart, you can't survive. You can't be alive. But when the scripture is talking about the heart, that is not what the scripture meant. The scripture is not talking about your physical organ that pumps blood. Instead, when the scripture says that we should keep your heart, it means that the heart is the center of a person's inner life. So the center of your inner life is your heart. Hallelujah. The part of you that thinks, the part of you that feels,
The part of you that decides, the part of you that believes is your heart. Hallelujah. I said the part of you that thinks. As we are here, I'm sure you are thinking. Some of you, as you are here today, you are thinking of closing to go and eat banku. Someone online, you are thinking of closing to go and fry kelewole. It means that your heart is involved. The part of you that feels, you know, you have feelings. So usually when you see people who are brokenhearted, they'll say that you hurt my feelings. Have you been told before? Has someone told before that you hurt my feelings? Yeah, one day someone told me you hurt my feelings. Not someone that like on a normal basis. Actually, the person is a guy I was talking to. He said, oh, James, this thing that you've done, you've hurt my feelings. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I won't hurt your feelings again. So that feeling is your heart. Hallelujah. The part of you that decides. Tonight, you decided to be in church. Your heart has taken a decision. Is there a Champions League match tonight? There's a champion. Who is playing tonight? But there's a match. Yeah. Yesterday we played Barca and we won. That is great. So the part of you that feels, yes, the best team. The part of you that decides. So tonight you decided to be in church. Tonight you decided to join us online. It is your heart that is taking that decision. Hallelujah. And the part of you that believes, it is your heart. Hallelujah. Everything, last week I explained that everything in your life, that is your words, your decision, your attitude, your relationship, flows from what is inside your heart. And your heart determines the course of your life. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily. Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. So the scripture says that everything that we do, we should do it with the heart. Have you seen it there? 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. May the Lord not refuse you. I said, may the Lord not refuse you. In your service to God, may God not get to a point and say that I have refused you. That shall not be your story. In the name of Jesus. He said, because I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. So there is a way that man seeth, and there is a way that God seeth. There is a way man sees, and there is a way God sees. So how do man see, and how do God see? The scripture explains. Bible says that, for man looketh on the outward appearance. So that is what man will see, and that is how we see. Man looketh at the outward appearance. So as I'm here, as I'm looking at you, I'm looking at you with your outward appearance. So I can easily say, oh, you are looking very beautiful. You are looking very nice. Your shoe is nice. Your shirt is nice. Man is always looking at the outward appearance. But the scripture continues to say, 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7, but the Lord looketh on the hearts. So the difference between how man looks and how God looks is that God is always looking at the heart of man, and man is always looking at the physical appearance. So they are all important. Are you here tonight? Matthew chapter 15 verse 8. The Bible says that these people draw nigh unto me with their mouth. They draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honored me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So it means that you can draw closer to God. You can draw nearer to God. You can worship God. You can come to church as you are tonight. You can be watching online. You can do whatever you want so far as God is concerned, out of your mouth and your lips, without your heart. It says that these people, they draw nigh unto me with their mouth. They honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So what it means is that you can do all kinds of things in the house of God, but your heart, that part of you that feels, that part of you that decides, that part of you that believes, is far away from God. So we started looking at things that we should guide our heart from as we serve the Lord. And I said that serving the Lord is one of the highest privileges in life. It's something that you cannot compare to anything in this life. There's nothing like serving God. There's nothing that can compare to serving God. And as you serve God, you must do it with your heart, because that is what God is expecting you and I to do. So you can preach, you can sing, you can lead, and still your heart is drifting away from God. There are people who come to church, they sing, but their heart is far away somewhere. There are people who come, they are pastors, they preach the word of God, but their heart is far away somewhere. It can be that I can be a pastor, I'm preaching the word of God, but my heart is far away. It can be that I'm a church member, I come to church, I sit down to listen to the word of God, but my heart is far away from God. And that is not what God wants from us. God wants that our heart towards him should be very close. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. So we started looking at things that we should guide our heart from as we serve the Lord. Number one, we say that as you serve the Lord, guide your heart from pride. We looked at it last week, isn't it? Guide your heart from pride. As you serve God, you should always make sure you guide your heart. Bible says, guide your heart, keep your heart with all diligence. Guide your heart from pride. Always recognize that whatever you have, whatever you have achieved in life, it is by the grace of God. So one of the ways that you should talk is by the grace of God. How are you? By the grace of God, I'm fine. By the grace of God, if tomorrow comes, yes. Don't make your plans in life without factoring the grace of God. The Apostle Paul says that I am what I am by the grace of God. So we are what we are in life and in ministry by the grace of God. And as you serve God, as God blesses you, you should always guide your heart from what? Pride. Don't be blessed to extend that you say that you won't clean the church again. Don't be blessed to the extent that you say that you won't come to church, a church that is closer to you. You need a church that is far so that you can drive there. Yes. I told you the story about a guy who says he stopped his church. And the reason being that the church is too close to him. Now that he has a car, he needs to pull up. He needs to pull up. He needs to pull up. No, don't do that. Hallelujah. You should always guide your heart against pride. Number two, we say that as you serve the Lord, guide your heart from offense. Do you have that? Last week we learned on that. That as you serve God, you should guide your heart from offense. Matthew chapter 24 verse 10. Bible says that, and then many will be offended. Not few, many. Many will be offended. Many will be offended. Many will be offended. Many will be offended. But you have to get to a point that offense doesn't make you to become what you are not. Offense can easily turn you to what you are not. So as you are striving to serve God in this journey to serving God, you should always guide your heart. You should always protect your heart from offense. Amen. Husbands are going to offend their wives. Wives have to protect their hearts against offense. Wives are going to offend husbands. Husbands have to protect their hearts against offense. Their marriages were not the same again just because of offense. Just because of offense. Church members will get to a point where they will be offended by their pastor. Some church members think that when they come to church and pastor is preaching against them. But you see, when you come to church and you have that mind, you are not being spiritual. you are not being spiritual. Because when the word of God comes, Bible says the word of God comes to correct us, rebuke us. Amen. So when the word of God comes, it is the Holy Spirit that is ministering to you. There are many times that I came to church, the word that has been preached was a direct word to me. But I've never thought in my wildest imagination that pastor is preaching against me. Because I felt that the Holy Spirit is working on me. So pastors may be offended with church members. Church members may be offended with pastors. Children may be offended with their parents. Parents may be offended with their children. Bosses may be offended by the people that they've employed. But as you serve God in everything that you do, you should guide your heart against offense. Are you going to do that? It's very important for you and I. Number three thing that we looked at last week is that as you serve God, guide your heart from discouragement. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. As you serve God, guide your heart from discouragement. Bible says that let us not grow weary whilst doing good. You can become tired of doing good because people will show you pepper. Do you know pepper? People can easily show you pepper. Hot pepper. Pepper without tomatoes. You see, when you have pepper with tomatoes, it's not too hot. But raw pepper without tomato, that one, SCC. People can easily show you pepper. So you can get to a point where you say, I won't do good to anyone again. I won't help anybody again. I will not be nice to anybody again. Because you are discouraged. You are discouraged. And tonight, I'm encouraging us that as we serve God, we should guide our heart against discouragement. Sometimes you are not appreciated in a certain way as you think in a church. You can come to a point where you think that, oh, Charlie, they don't like me. They don't like me. You can come to a point as a pastor, you feel like the church members are so ungrateful. Yeah. On this journey of ministry, one of the things that I realize is that as a pastor, one of the things you are going to experience in life is people who are ungrateful. Very, very ungrateful people. But you have to guide your heart. When someone is ungrateful towards you, it doesn't mean that when you have the privilege to help someone, you shouldn't help. Amen. Yeah. So you have to guide your heart against discouragement. As you serve God, a time will come that you'll be very discouraged. A time will come that you may feel like you won't go to church. You won't worship God again. Bible says that, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. You should always encourage yourself. Hallelujah. You should always tell yourself that it is well with my soul. And never be discouraged as you serve the Lord. Number four. As you serve the Lord, guide your heart from distraction. As you serve the Lord, guide your heart from distraction. Luke chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. As you serve the Lord, guide your heart from distraction. Luke chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. Are you taking notes? Hello. Hello. Are you taking notes? Are you sure? Okay. Thank you. As you serve the Lord, guide your heart from what? Distraction. Luke chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Thou art careful and troubled about many things. Verse 42. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. So this is a story when Jesus visited these two sisters, Mary and Martha. And Martha thought that, oh, at this time there, I have to make Jesus happy. And she was doing a lot of things, organizing a lot of things, and thinking that that is the main thing that she has to do for the Lord and Christ. But this is what Jesus Christ told her, called her, that Martha, Martha, you know what? You are troubled about many things, careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. In life, you can get to a point where you are troubled about many things and you don't do the needful. Jesus said that, and one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Martha was very busy serving Jesus, but Mary chose to sit with him. That was the difference. Now, Martha wasn't doing something bad, because whatever she was organizing is for Jesus to be okay. But that was not what was needful at that time. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Let us understand that service is good. Service is good. But fellowship is greater. Service to God is good. But fellowship is greater. You can serve God. You can do a lot of things. But you don't fellowship with him. You can get distracted with a lot of things in the house of God. That instead of you to fellowship with your Savior and your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you don't. So as you serve God, don't get to a point where you are distracted. Amen. Don't let working for God make you forget the God of the work. I want to say it again. Don't let working for God make you forget the God of the work. You can be caught up in a lot of things in church. You can be caught up with a lot of things in your service to God. And you forget God himself. You don't fellowship with God again. You don't do your quiet time. You don't read your Bible. You don't pray. A lot of distraction. Yeah. As a pastor, you can be distracted with, you know, the way you have to counsel church members, visit them, do a lot of things, and you can be caught up in those things, and your personal relationship with God is not there. Yeah. And it's one thing that I personally tell myself, because this thing called ministry, you can be distracted. By the time you are done with visitation, by the time you are done with counseling and other things, you are even tired, and you don't even read the word for yourself. You don't have that personal relationship with God as a pastor. But you see, nothing should take that fellowship with God from you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. You can be caught up so much in your in whatever you do in the house of God. As an usher, you can be caught up and say, oh, I am cleaning the church. Today I have to clean here. Tomorrow I have to clean the fan. And on Wednesday I have to clean the air conditioner. On Thursday I have to clean the stage. Every day you are cleaning. You are caught up with a lot of things. Now your fellowship with God is not there. A lot of distractions. It's not that what you are doing is bad, though. What Martha was doing was not a bad thing. Hello? What Martha was doing when Jesus called her was not a bad thing. She was trying to organize something concerning Jesus, so that Jesus can eat and be okay. But Jesus says that at that time, there is one thing that is needful. That is fellowship with me. Don't let anything take away your fellowship with God. Don't let anything take away your fellowship with God. You can be distracted so much. Not that distraction is coming out of the church. In the church, things that you are doing in the church, and you don't connect with God. So as you serve the Lord, always remember to keep your heart from what? Distraction. Keep your heart from distraction. Don't let anything distract you. Do whatever you are doing in the house of the Lord, but remember that your fellowship with God is the ultimate. And whatever you are doing in the house of God, make sure your fellowship with God is there. Guide your heart towards it. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Never trade your devotion for activity. Never. Never. Never trade your devotion for activity. You have to be devoted to God, fellowship with God. Never. You can be caught in a lot of activities and your devotion to God is not there. But as you serve God, you should always remember to keep your heart from what? Distraction. Number five. As you serve the Lord, guide your heart with gratitude. As you serve the Lord, make sure you always guide your heart with gratitude. Do you have it? As you serve the Lord, guide your heart with gratitude. Psalm 100 verse 1 to 2. Psalm 100 verse 1 to 2. The Bible says that make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And ladies and gentlemen, as we serve God, one of the things that we have to always guide our heart towards is a heart of what? Gratitude. Bible says that make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, with gladness, with gladness. Your service to God must always come out of a heart of gratitude as you serve God. Today, when we were praying during the prayer rendezvous, I read a scripture in Psalm 26, verse 7. Let's read it. Psalm 26, verse 7. Bible says, Psalm 26, verse 7, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of thy wondrous works. Psalms 26, verse 7. That I may publish with the voice of what? Thanksgiving. It means that you can easily publish with the voice of ungratefulness. Look at the scriptures. The scripture. He said, that I, the psalmist, I'm going to publish with the voice of what? Thanksgiving. And you can serve God. Instead of you to publish the things of God with the voice of thanksgiving, you rather publish it with the voice of ungratefulness. And as you serve God, you have to come to a point where you guide your heart towards, you know, gratitude. Be grateful to God. Hallelujah. Let your heart be thankful. Let your heart be thankful. Don't get to a point where all the time you are complaining. All the time you think that you are the only one who don't have in life. No. No. God has been gracious to you. If you put your life down, you can see that God has been gracious. And God is gracious. And God is taking you somewhere. You can get to a point where you always complain, 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 complain. And God doesn't like people who complain. God doesn't like a heart who is always complaining. He says that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving. So serve God. Guard your heart. Oh. Tell yourself that I'm always going to be grateful to God. I'm always going to be grateful to God. I'm always going to publish with the voice of what? Thanksgiving. Keep your spirit very, you know, joyful. Keep your spirit joyful as you serve God. Don't become so, you know, all the time you are heavy. We don't know what is wrong with you. All the time the world is coming down on your head. I mean, you are so heavy. Jesus says that, come unto me, come unto me. Give me your problems. I'm going to give you mine. Mine is lighter. Take the burdens of Jesus. As you serve God, try to be grateful. Anytime that it comes to your mind to think about things that you don't have, counter them with things that you have. You think God has not been gracious to you? You have a place to sleep. You think God has not been gracious to you? There are people who don't have place to sleep. I'm telling you for a fact. They don't have place to sleep. Like, they are just walking around. They are like Jesus. A son of man. The son of man doesn't have a place to lay his head. They don't have place to sleep. But you and I, as we are here, when we live here, we know where we are going to sleep. You are complaining that you have only one shoe. Yours is good. There are people who don't even have the feet to wear a shoe. Yeah. Yeah. There is roof above you. There's a place to sleep. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You must always guide your heart with a heart of gratitude. With a heart of gratitude. With a heart of gratitude. Try as you serve God. Try. Because if you don't do it, you'll get to a point where you'll be so bitter about God and the things of God. Guide your heart towards God with a heart of gratitude. Gratitude. Publish with a voice of thanksgiving. Publish with a voice of thanksgiving. Other time, God, I am eating kinkay and fish. God, other time, why kinkay and fish? Hey, you have kinkay and fish? There is somebody who doesn't have kinkay and fish. Yeah. Be grateful for the kinkay and fish. As you praise God for the kinkay and fish, the jollof will follow. Be grateful. Be grateful. I said, let's be grateful. Let's be grateful. Let's be grateful. God, I'm so broke. God, there's nothing in my pocket. God, this is it. God, this is it. Be grateful. Be grateful. Think about your life. Look at your life. Don't you think that God has been gracious to you? Don't you think that God has done some for you? God has done some. Onyami ayebi is how they say it. Yeah. God has done some. God has done some. Today I'm here. You got something to eat, isn't it? Those of you who didn't fast. Today is Wednesday. Every Wednesday, as the custom of the church, we pray and we fast. And some of you don't fast. It's okay. God is watching you. He's watching you. He's watching you. You've eaten something, isn't it? Yes. One day someone told me that he's not eating for 3 days. And I was wondering. So I asked the person, why? Are you fasting? So no. He says, I don't have money to eat. Hey, when I heard that in there, it changed a certain way. Like the way I used to see things, it changed my perception. I was like, hey, God, 3 days. God, thank you. Me, at least today, dear, you've given me some yokogari. Do you know yokogari? Very nice food. Which one is yokogari? Gari and beans, is that so? Ah, okay. Yokogari. Gobe. Gobe. Oh, God, thank you for my gobe. I was grateful for my gobe. Yeah. I saw someone drinking some water beer. What dirty water beer? And when I asked the person why, he said, I don't have money to buy water. I said, how much is water? Pure water, sachet water, how much is it now? 50 pesos. Hey, someone doesn't have 50 pesos to buy sachet water. But you, as you are seated over here, you can buy sachet water for yourself. Be grateful. Be grateful. So the psalmist says that I will publish with the voice of thanksgiving. Your situation is not too bad, though. No, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. You are doing well. Be grateful. So as you serve the Lord, make sure you guide your heart with gratitude. You know, gratitude will keep your spirit very happy. Yeah. There are people, if they should explain to you what they go through, but you always see them around happy, nice fellowshipping, eh? You open your mouth. You small thing, Charlie. It's like you are walking around with a heavy spirit. You don't smile. You don't do anything. It's like you are the only one who go through a lot of problems. Hey, all of us seated over here, we are going through problems. We are going through a lot. Who is here who is not going through a lot? A friend of mine says that in Ghana, it's either you are going through a lot, or you just came back from going through a lot, or you are preparing to go through a lot. We are going through a lot. Yes. But we handle it with a certain joyfulness. Hallelujah. To tell God that whatever I'm going through, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to dance and praise him. I'm going to dance and praise him. It doesn't matter what comes my way. The greater lastly inside of me. His name is Jesus. Yeah. Say, I'm going to be grateful. Say, I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to guide my heart with gratitude as I serve the Lord. Say it again. Say, I'm going to guide my heart with gratitude as I serve the Lord. So help me, Lord. Amen. Number six, As you serve the Lord, guide your heart from hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. As you serve the Lord, guide your heart from hypocrisy. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Bible says that take heed that ye did not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Take heed that whatever you do, you are not seen or appreciated by men. Otherwise, your Father which is in heaven will not reward you. It is easy to serve God for attention rather than devotion as you serve the Lord. It's easy to serve God for attention. It's easy to do things when pastor is around. Oh yes, it's easy. It's easy to come to church early when pastor is around. It's easy to be around to see that pastor is seeing me. But if pastor is not around, can you do what you have to do? Sometimes as you serve God, you can come to a place where you become a hypocrite. It's like you want to please man. But whatever you can do if pastor is around is the same thing that you have to do if he's not around. Because your service is not to pastor, but your service is to God. The Bible says that if you do everything that you do and you want men to appreciate you, to say that, oh, you are doing well, oh, fine, that is it, your Father in heaven will not reward you. Will you prefer God to reward you, or you prefer a man to reward you? Me, I prefer God to reward me to compare to a man. Yeah. Yeah. So there are people who are in the house of God. They do things not because they want God to reward them. They do things because they want their pastor to see them, or they want their assembly head to see them, or they want their departmental to see them, and the departmental head will say, you've done well. So you can be an usher and you are in church. Instead of you to serve God and clean, even if your departmental head is not there, you are waiting for your departmental head to be there. You are waiting for Mr. Meleji to be around and say, oh, you are doing well, Mr. Usher. You are doing well, Mr. Usher. No. Either Mr. Meleji is around or he's not around. As an usher, you have to do whatever you are doing. And I'm saying that as you are serving God, one of the things that you should guide your heart towards it is hypocrisy. You can easily become a hypocrite. So when you see man, you have a way to behave. You do things in a certain way. Hey, Tale, boss who is around, even in the office. Hey, boss is around. When boss is not around, everybody is relaxed. Either boss is around, boss is not around. Do what you have to do. Sing like the way you have to sing. Either pastor is around or pastor is not around. Play the keyboard like the way you have to play. Either pastor is around or pastor is not around. Usher like the way you have to usher. Either pastor is around or pastor is not around. Yes. Because at the end of the day, it is God who will see your heart and reward you. Pastor is just a man. Some of them, he will not see them. But I prefer that God will rather see me. I prefer that God will rather see me than a man will see me. So whatever I have to do, I have to do it unto the Lord, that God, you are the one that I'm doing this unto. Yeah. You can come to a point where you become a hypocrite. Yeah. Yeah. Are you getting the message tonight? So as you serve God, guide your heart against hypocrisy. Guide your heart. Don't always wait for a man to say that word. No. Your well done is from God, is for God. And it's God who must tell you that well done. Yeah. Me, I'll prefer to do some things in secret that no one sees me than someone seeing me. Yeah. Yeah. Don't wait. If you see that these fans are dirty, clean them if pastor is here or is not here. Don't wait when pastor is around before you bring rag and you are walking around, roaming around, doing all kinds of things. Sometimes I see people and I laugh. You know, it's like you don't understand what you are doing. You don't understand what you are doing. You want someone to see you and say that, hey, Tale, you are doing the thing, pal. That is great. No. There are people in this church and you will never see them. You will not see them like the way you see me here coming to preach. You will not see them. But behind the scene, they are working. They are doing their best. That is how the thing must be. That is how the thing must be. Amen. Yeah. Last week, I was talking to somebody and I said that, but you used to do this. How come you stop? The person was scratching. He said, oh, nothing. I said, no. Then I told him clearly that, you see, whatever you are doing in the house of God, don't think you are doing it for a man. And I realized that such a person, he will flow, run around, scatter his head when pastor is around. I mean, what are you doing? Is that how to serve God? I told the person on Sunday, I said, no, that's not how we serve God. Take heed that ye did not yourself dance before men to be seen of them. To be seen of men. Otherwise, your Father will not reward you. And as we serve God, let's always guide our heart towards what? Hypocrisy. Amen. Yeah. Guide your heart towards hypocrisy. Number 7. As you serve God, guide your heart from jealousy and comparison. As you serve God, guide your heart from jealousy and comparison. Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone. Himself alone. Rejoice in yourself alone and not in another. And in this journey, as you serve the Lord, make sure you always guide your heart from jealousy and comparison. Pay attention carefully to your work, for that is where you are going to receive satisfaction. Amen. You don't need comparison. Be content. God called you for a unique purpose. Stop measuring your value with someone else's success. As you serve God, your value, stop measuring it with someone else's success. Be on your lane. Hallelujah. When it's time for you to celebrate others, celebrate them. There are people who serve God and all that they do is they are full of bitterness, they are full of jealousy, and they are full of comparison. But that is not what God wants from you and I. As you serve God, make sure you guide your heart towards jealousy and comparison. Because, you see, we are all in the house of God. It may happen that you came to church before me. It may happen that we came to church the same time. But you may be blessed before I'll be blessed. I shouldn't get to a point where when you are blessed, I am jealous. Why will you behave that way? Jealousy and comparison. Everyone seated over here, we have our unique gift. You see, as you see this person playing the keyboard, he's a very good keyboardist. We can also bring another person that can play the keyboard. They will never sound the same. Everybody has a unique way of playing. Isn't it, Henry? Yeah. The way Mr. Jija is playing, we can bring another keyboardist who will play. I'm saying that Mr. Jija has his unique way of playing, and such a person will also have his unique way of playing. There should not be any comparison, and there should not be any jealousy. So if I'm a singer and I sing, no matter how I sing, that is not the same way you will sing. You will always have your own unique way of singing, and another person will always have her way, her unique way of singing. It will never be the same. I mean, when you bring, let's say you bring Tula to this stage and she sings, she has a way of singing, unique way that nobody can have. Either you like it or not. There is something that you cannot take away from her. Now, when you take Tula and you bring Michelle, I'm telling you that Michelle must not sound like Trula. She will also have her own unique way of singing. So there is no way that we should come to a point where we now compare Trula and Michelle, because they are all in a unique way, and we, there should not be any comparison. So as you serve God, don't get to a point where you compare. You are in your room doing calculation. I started church with this person. He has two shoes. Me, I have only one shoe. Why? Don't do that. Amen. If God blesses you, I should be happy for you. If God blesses me, you should be happy for me. Don't always compare yourself. Comparison. Oh, we started there together. Oh, he was my mate. Please stop that. Stop that. He was your mate. So what? Eh? So what he has, he shouldn't have. You should have it. No, it doesn't matter. Recently, I went to meet a mate of mine in secondary school, Bishop Emma. And when I met this guy, you see, he gave me a place that we met. And you see, the guy is driving the latest BMW. And that guy was my mate. In school, my brain was a bit better than his. But he was my friend. When I sat in the car, the AC alone, Charlie, I felt like this is heaven. I didn't come home and crying. All around said, oh God, he was my mate. How come he's in BMW? No, I was happy for him. That is how the life must be. There are people at the time, comparison. When you are in a place that someone is trying to compare you to somebody, know that that person is not doing you something good. Don't compare. You are unique on your own way. You smile on your own way. There is no human being on earth that is the same as another person. All of us over here, we are unique. So they say that when you go to somewhere and you use your, how do you call it? Koti power. Is it Koti power? Thumbprint. Is that so? Koti what? And Kokromoti power. Do you know that my Kokromoti power and your Kokromoti power is not the same? There's no way. You are unique on your own way. Very unique. So don't compare yourself to anybody. Don't let anyone's prosperity give you pressure. Don't let anyone's happiness give you pressure. Oh, we started church. He's married. I'm not married. And so what? Oh, I got married before him. He has 5 children. Me, I don't have one. And so what? No, there's no comparison. Oh. God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. Just focus on your... It's like you are running your race. Oh. As you are running the 100 meters, you are in your lane. Imagine that you are running and you are looking at someone. You can't run. So as you serve God, let's guide our heart from jealousy. And let's guide our heart from what? Comparison. Celebrate others. As you celebrate others, your time will come. Amen. Be happy for people. Celebrate people. Don't see people's breakthrough and you go and cry in your room. Man. Oh God, why me? God, why? No, please, don't do that. Be happy. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor that be happy for me if I prosper, and I'll be happy for you if you prosper. Amen. Which number do you have? Number what? 7. Chula, 7. 8. As you serve God, guide your heart from familiarity. As you serve God, guide your heart from familiarity. Mark chapter 6, verse 4 to 5. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and his own house. And he could dare not do not mighty work save that he laid his hand upon a few sick folks and healed them. One of the things that you should understand is that familiarity will kill a certain blessing that has to come to you. And as you are serving God, don't get to a point where you are too familiar with God. There are people who are so familiar with God, and they now get to a place where they joke with spiritual things. You think God is like a robot? It's been programmed. Or when you are coming to service, oh, say service here, we'll do prayer. Then we'll do praise, worship. Then we'll do praises. Voices of restoration will sing. Pastor will come and preach. You can get familiar to those settings. And instead of you to be blessed, you will not be blessed. And as you serve God, try as much as possible not to get so familiar with the things of God and with the people that God has blessed us with. When you become so casual with holy things, you stop receiving grace from them. Amen. Yeah. Never get too used to God. Never get too used to God. Never get too used to God forgetting that he is holy. Never get too used to the men of God that God has given to us. One day, a guy was very close to his pastor. The pastor, like, very close. And he forgot, one day they were chatting and laughing. He forgot he was chatting and he hit the pastor's eye. Oh, then before he came to himself. Like, he thought maybe his boys. Oh, his pastor. Oh, sorry. Don't do that. You can get familiar with the people that God has blessed us with. You know, pastor will tell you, I don't like to be called this. I don't like to be, he may be simple around. But I want us to understand that we should not get to a point where we are so familiar with what God is doing. One of the people that I'm so alert around is pastor. Because you can easily get to a point that you are familiar. You become familiar. So when let me tell you a secret. When I'm around pastor, I'm not free. It's not that he will beat me. It's not that he will cane me. Like the way if I'm around Henry, I'll be very free compared to pastor. Because I'm always alert not to be familiar. I'm always alert. Maybe one day I'll forget, and as I'm chatting with pastor, then I'll hit you. Oh, pastor. No. I'm always alert. See, people, when you're in pastor, you don't even care. You are dead. You are just chewing gum. You don't even respect. No, let's get to a point where we give. You see, that is what people do to the extreme. They now say, oh, they now worship their men of God. That's not what I'm talking about. But there is always a place that you must not get so familiar with the anointing. You must not get so familiar with the way God operates. And as you serve God, work towards it. When you have a privilege to be closer to a man of God, it's something that you should work towards in your mind. Always work on your mind that this is a man of God. I must not become so familiar. Get so familiar that instead of you to be blessed, you'll not be blessed. So they may even say something to you in a jovial way, and you may tell, oh, it's a joke. But maybe that is your breakthrough. You can get familiar with the way pastor preach. So when pastor come, oh, okay, he will preach this way. He will give you wait and see. Then you can even tell another person, you wait and see. He will say this point. Okay, after point one, he will say point B. It's like you know the thing. Hey, don't get to that level. Always be alert. Always be alert. Hallelujah. Let's always be alert. Let's not get so familiar with God, the things of God, and the things of God. Let's give reverence to the things of God. You can get so familiar with the things that we do that even when programs are organized, you won't come. Yeah. That when programs are organized for women, that you say, come and listen to what someone is coming to pour into you. You can get so familiar with the things around and you won't come. So when you organize program and you don't come, it's familiarity that is in that. Like the program, the women program that mommy organized. You can become so familiar with her that even when she organizes, you don't see it as serious. I'm saying that familiarity, it can bring you to a point where you don't receive. You don't receive again. But let's not become familiar. Hallelujah. Let's always give a certain reverence. Because the people of God are always, they are men. They will fellowship with us. But I'm saying that no matter how they come down with us, make sure you yourself, you keep a certain reverence. Make sure you keep a certain reverence. Yeah. If you are privileged to see your pastor sleeping and he's snoring, so Charlie, you can become familiar. Or you have a privilege that you are eating, maybe you are on the table eating your pastor with your pastor. You should see it as a privilege. Don't become so familiar. One day I was with somebody, and the way the person called me, I mean, I don't have a problem if you call me James or whatever. I don't have a problem. But the way the person called me, how can you be so familiar? So another person was telling him that, why, what's wrong with you? He was like, hey, James. Oh, why? So another person that was saying that, what's wrong with you? Oh, Charlie, sir, don't do that. Don't do that. You can become so familiar. And I'm saying that as you serve God, you should not become so familiar. Hallelujah. Make sure that you guide your heart towards familiarity. Hallelujah. Then the last one that I want to share with you. As you serve the Lord, guide your heart from disunity. Guide your heart from disunity. Philippians chapter 2 verse 2. Fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, one mind. Guide your heart from disunity. The enemy's goal is division. The enemy will always want to bring division into our midst. Guard your heart against gossip. Guard your heart against envy. Guard your heart against offense towards fellow believers. Guard your heart. The enemy will always like to bring division among us. So anyone who comes to you and say that, this, tell the person that this thing that you are telling me, I want to hold your hand to go and ask the person, are you ready? If the person says no, know that that person is a very bad person. And don't be someone who is in a church where you are always gossiping around. You are always saying, you dear, you are always saying something. Why? Why? Today, if it's not about Brakojo, tomorrow is about Sister Ifwa. If it's not about Sister Ifwa, it's about Auntie Mavis. Why? Why? All the time you are saying something. All the time you are saying something. I know somebody who all the time is saying something. And I had a nice way to keep his way. Yeah. Because why? All the time you there, you are saying something. Why? Guide your heart and always make sure that someone who comes to you to vilify other person to you, you don't accept those people into your circle. Guide your heart against disunity. Anyone who comes to you to say that this person, know that the person is trying to bring division into the church. And don't accept such people as you serve God. Don't accept them into your circle. Don't accept them. Guard your heart against disunity. Guard your heart against gossip. So you leave church, things that you have to talk about, you don't talk about you. You call friends and people and say all kinds of things. That's not how it must be. When you are not happy with me, come to me and tell me that, you know, James, I'm not happy with you. And I say, I'm sorry. If you are not happy with me and you go tell another, you are not happy with me, you go tell Trula. What is the meaning of that? I'm the one that you are not happy with. So if you have a problem, come to me. Let's sort it out. Let's sort it out. Move here, this, tomorrow, that, this one said this one said that, this one said why, every day, this one said this, why, guide your heart against disunity. Anything that will try to divide you, take it away, don't accept it, and may the Lord help us, may our heart be a heart of gold. May our heart be a heart that will always be pleasing unto Jesus. That when he look at our heart, he will be pleased with us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and glory for your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Like a father needs his children.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.